Welcome to the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. Today, we're breaking down stats with the Rum Boys. Grab a beer, grab a cold one, grab a friend, and let's get it.
Shiver me timbers. Hang him from the yard.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. It's your boy Robbie J, the Admiral here on this pirate ship, and we're going to be talking about some stats today. Pretty much what I did was I was scrolling through the internet, the Twitterverse, and also, you know, Sleeper app, ESPN, so on and so forth, and I ended up finding some interesting stats out there, and I think that some of this stuff may help you guys. Now, all this probably isn't going to transfer into fantasy football, so I don't just want this. We're just doing this to talk about stats, people. We're just doing this to talk about stats. As always, you guys know the drill. Cheers to me. Cheers to you, all the Rum Boys and girls. What it do? Dilly dilly. Let's go. Alrighty, so we're going to go ahead and we're just going to, you know, run through them. I don't have, like, you know, a whole, like, you know, long list or nothing. But I think I have enough here that we can have some fun. We can have some fun and create some content off of this. First stat that I'm bringing up, Panthers running back snaps through the first 4 weeks of football. All right, and all these stats are through the first 4 weeks of football. Christian McCaffrey, 264. Reggie Bonifon, 4. Everyone else, none. Christian McCaffrey on pace for 344 carries, 100 catches, and 2,516 total yards. What? The NFL record for yards from scrimmage is 2,509, set by Chris Johnson in 2009. That record was set the year that I graduated high school. Okay? It's time for that record to fall. Christian McCaffrey, you're on pace to do it, man. You're on pace to do it, brother. I say go for it. Set that record, bro. That's one that I like. And if you have Christian McCaffrey, you're a Christian McCaffrey fantasy owner. That's one of those stats where fantasy meets reality, and you should really be happy. You should really, really be happy there. Next stat that we're going to get into. This is a guy that I was already high on heading into the season. This is a guy that, you know, I was trying to tell everybody. He's going to be something. He's going to be something. But nobody wanted to believe me. He came in very undervalued and very unappreciated this season. We're talking about no other than Will Disley, guys. Will Disley ran a route on 68% of Russell Wilson's dropbacks in week 4. Way up from his 45% route rate over the first 3 games. This guy has tight end potential, has a top three tight end at the end of the year potential. Definitely top 10 right now for sure. 68% of Russell's dropbacks. I mean, I'm down with this. I'm down with that. Aside from whenever and if ever Seattle goes zero personnel, it sounds like this guy is gonna be out there. And Russell Wilson has been loving getting the ball to Will Disley. So I like it. I like it a lot. Maybe if, you know, your tight end isn't getting the job done, maybe you go get Will Disley. Will Disley will go out there and get the job done for you. Sorry about that. So, now this one's pretty interesting. I actually mentioned this yesterday on the waiver wire episode, and I guess we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna mention it. And we're gonna talk about it again, and that's Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew has scored more fantasy points than Aaron Rodgers this year. There's nothing else to say other than Minshew mania. I mean, whenever your grandpa wants to name you freaking Beowulf, you're doing something right, kid. You're doing something right. So, I'm with it. I like it. Minshew mania continues. When you walk around with the Crown Royal, like with a bottle of Crown Royal tucked in your waistband, true Florida man status. True Florida man status. That one's not so much of a stat as it is just a fact, you know. Well, same thing, same difference. Chris Carson got Chris Carson got charted with 21. Count it. 21. 21 missed broken tackles yesterday. 18 rushes, 3 receptions. That's insane. The man is out there just truck sticking people, having fun, making it do what it do. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Let's see here. So this one is gonna be a valued stat for the wide receivers out there. You know. So getting into the wide receiver tier, wide receivers who have seen at least a 20% target share. I'm sorry, guys. I did not type these, by the way. Wide receivers who have seen at least a 20% target share in 4 games this season: DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson, Kenny Galladay, Odell Beckham Jr., Cooper Kupp, ladies and gentlemen. Cooper Kupp, by the way, interestingly enough about Coop. If there's a way that you can secure Coop in your fantasy leagues, you should definitely try and do that via trade. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to try and hurt yourself too bad trying to get him, but you should definitely go for him. Cooper Kupp, post-surgery, ranks second in targets, second in reception yards, TDs, and in TDs he's tied for second. He's currently wide receiver 4 in standard formats, in standard league formats. Go get you some Cooper Kupp. And if you already have you some Cooper Kupp, you're probably having a really good fantasy season and you're having the time of your life right now. So go get you some Cooper Kupp, guys. You're gonna need it. I wish I had have drafted him. I wasn't in the position to get him. So some more stuff with the receiver, the catching specialists, the guys with the hands. So wide receivers and tight ends, the guys that go out there and get the yak, yards after catch leaders, goes as follows: Sammy Watkins, 202 yards. Cooper Kupp, 193 yards. Evan Ingram,
192 yards. Darren Waller, 187. Jarvis Landry, 180 yards. And Landry had to build that up, especially during week four. He was targeted a lot during week four.
I've been wondering when he was really going to break out this year and when he was going to have that big game, and it finally came. It sucks that you were on the bench in one of the leagues I really wanted. I should have been playing you in, Landry. But it is what it is. All is fair in love and fantasy football. Percentage of yards after catch for these five guys. Sammy Watkins, 55%. Cooper Kupp, 50%. Evan Ingram, 58%. Darren Waller, 58%. Jarvis Landry, 55%. You know, so the percentage of yards after catch, I mean, not only are they making the catch, but they're getting most of their stats are coming from yards after catch. Most of your fantasy points with these guys are coming because of yards after the catch. So you're wanting to hopefully have one of them on your team for that reason. Okay, that's a good reason to maybe go out there and secure one of them. Let's see here. Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans, first two games were wrecked by a debilitating stomach illness. Over the last 2 weeks, though, he's drawn in 89 more air yards than any other NFL player. Through 4 weeks, Evans is on pace for 140 targets, which would be his most since 2016. Wow. 2016 was pretty good for Mike. 2016 was pretty good for Mike. Hopefully, you know, you got you some Mike Evans. Completion percentage leaders in 2019 so far: Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Matt Ryan, Garner Minshew. So let's take a look at this, okay? Wilson with 72.9%, Prescott 72.4%, Carr 72.1%, Ryan 70.5%, Minshew 69.4%. Okay, I like that. I like that. Minshew pops up a few times throughout here. I noticed, I think about twice. And you gotta love it. The guy is out there balling. The guy's out there balling. He's gonna ball out. I'm a fan of Minshew Mania. I'm enjoying it personally. I got one more for you guys. Got one more that we are going to check out here. Wide receivers with the most yards after contact. So once again, kind of tying into to previously what I was saying. I don't know why I didn't read these two back to back. I apologize for that. Should have had this more, you know, should have had those two stats, you know, just together. But anyways, here's how the list goes. Cooper Kupp, 109. Chris Godwin, 102. Juju on that beat, Smith Schuster, 95. Terry McLaurin, a rookie who the Run Boys interviewed, 95. Jarvis Landry, 91. Keenan Allen, 81. Let's see here. Marquise Brown had made the list, but I did not get numbers for him. I'm assuming he's probably going to be somewhere around that 70 mark. John Ross with 65, Michael Thomas with 60, AJ Brown 57.
Now, I mentioned yesterday on the waiver wire show to go get you some A.J. Brown. The guy is one hell of an athlete. The Pro Football Focus guys were even talking about A.J. Brown and how maybe, you know, the Titans should utilize him a lot more, but just because Mariota is Mariota and doesn't really lock in and key in on a receiver. He's kind of just everywhere with his reads and who he throws to and when. I get why some of you may be apprehensive about going to get him. But go and get him. If you have it available, if you have the fab budget available, go and get him. I know guys that drop mad fab to go and get A.J. Brown. They just spent like $15 to go and get him. I was like, psh, like I'll spend like seven, like a couple, like. But there were guys that were spending $15, $20, $25 to go and get A.J. Brown this week. So that lets you know what type of player he's gonna be. But that's pretty much what I got. All those stats provided via the Sleeper app. Our homies over at Sleeper. Be sure to check out and download the Sleeper Fantasy app if you have not already. It's awesome for the notifications. It's really great for the notifications. Not just the notifications that it has. Sometimes they even get notice and news and stats even before Twitter and some of the NFL insiders. So definitely recommend it if you're not playing fantasy football on that app already. If you're playing fantasy football on the app, well, then you're awesome. You're already awesome. You're already doing the right things. I've been playing on it this year, and I've been enjoying it. I've been loving it. But other than that, guys, greatly appreciate you tuning in. Just wanted to come by, drop some small content for you. Be sure to check this out tonight. We'll be on on Sportscaster, YouTube, as well as Patreon. We should be on Patreon. I think I got that all figured out and how that's going to work out. But we're going to be streaming the wild card game, the AL wild card game tonight. So make sure you guys tune in for that. You subscribe to us. You can check us out on runboys.com as well. We're going to be live on runboys.com as well. And check out all of our hot fire articles on runboys.com if you have not already. New heat dropping every day from those guys. I'm sure Runboy Central just probably got some new content out, so you guys could definitely go check that out. Other than that, I greatly appreciate you guys for tuning in. Cheers to me. Cheers to you, all the Runboys and girls. What it do? Dilly dilly. We are out of here.